I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois is one of only three states that saw net population decline in the last decade. That's according to new data from the 2020 census count released Monday. As a result, Illinois will lose one seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's concerned about this, but says it's a trend that predated his tenure as governor.
We've got to turn that around. That's something that, unfortunately, before I became governor, was really, a bit set in at least clay, if not stone. And now we're working very hard to make sure that we're going the right direction.
Six other states with slow or negative growth will also have one fewer representative in Congress. The entire Midwest was the slowest growing region in the U.S. since 2010. But every other state in the region experienced gains, while Illinois saw its population decrease by more than a tenth of a percent. Still, Illinois' new census official population, 12.8 million, is higher than what officials estimated in recent years. In other news, Illinois may soon see expanded capacity limits on businesses and social gatherings as COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to drop. Hannah Meisel has more.
The state could move into what Governor J.B. Pritzker calls a bridge phase to normalcy in the next week or so, meaning expanded capacity limits at bars and restaurants, as well as events like weddings.
As you have seen in the numbers, they've been coming down gradually, which is terrific. We have a period of time that we wait. I think it's another 5 or 6 more days of decline, which will allow us to move to the bridge phase and then on to phase 5.
Phase 5, which Pritzker laid out nearly a year ago, means no capacity limits on businesses or gatherings, but will still include wearing masks. Along with a rise in cases, COVID hospitalizations doubled in the last month, which blocked Illinois from entering that bridge phase despite significant progress in vaccinations. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Illinois drivers may go without an up-to-date license plate sticker if they have their receipt showing they purchased a sticker online before the expiration date. The receipt is valid for 1 month from the expiration of the previous sticker's date. The Illinois Secretary of State's office says more than 36,000 customers visited driver service facilities to purchase license plate stickers during the last two days of March. During that same period, twice as many customers purchased their stickers online. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Dozens of people gathered at Marion High School yesterday to protest an incident where a coach is accused of using a racial slur toward a student athlete. WSIU's Benji Jeffords reports.
Black students matter!
Black students matter!
A Marion High School track coach is accused of using a racial slur towards an African-American student athlete. Monday morning, people gathered for a peaceful protest calling out what they say is the school administration's lack of response. Asia Gossett is the older sister of the student and says she organized this protest because she feels the coach should be held accountable for their actions. Gossett says on Saturday she met with the school and they wanted her to not hold a protest.
I feel like they wanted me to cancel the protest because they wanted to save face. They didn't want to come to terms. Yeah, I don't think they wanted to come to terms that a teacher here actually did that and they still have not done anything about it.
Marion Unit 2 School District posted a statement on their Facebook page Sunday saying they are aware of the issue and the coach has apologized to the student and her family and they're working with the family on a resolution to the matter. Monday afternoon, Superintendent Keith Oates confirmed the coach has been placed on leave. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
This is Work Zone Awareness Week. It's that time of year again. And on average, State Department of Transportation spokesperson Paul Wapple said there are 6,400 accidents in work zones annually in Illinois. More information on this story and others always on our website, wsiunews.org.